ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ।
S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਖ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ, ਔਰ ਨਮਸਤੇ, ਨਮਸਕਾਰ, ਸੀਤਾ ਰਾਮ, ਔਰ ਅਸਲਾਮੁ ਅਲੈਕੁਮ, ਐਂਡ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਵਾਰਮ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਅਰਲੀ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਐਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਨਮ, ਐਂਡ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲੀ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਈਨਡ ਟੂ ਅਸਿਸਟ ਯੂ ਵਿਦ ਯੋਰ ਅਰਲੀ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਚੋਇਸ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਏ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਐਂਡ ਗੁੱਡ ਫਰੇਮ ਆਫ ਮਾਈਂਡ, ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਆਲਸੋ ਇਗਨਾਈਟ ਸਪਾਰਕਸ ਆਫ ਸਪਿਰਚੁਅਲ ਇੰਸਪੀਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਲਵ ਵਨਸ। ਜਹਾਂ ਕਹੀਂ ਆਪ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੋ, ਆਪਣੇ ਕਾਮੋ ਸੇ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਸੀ ਮੁਹਲਤ ਲੇਕਰ ਇਨ ਮਸਤਾਨੋ ਕੋ ਸੁਣਨੇ ਕੇ ਲੀਏ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਈਏ। ਔਰ ਏ ਬਹਾਰੇ ਬਾਗ ਰੁਨਿਆ ਚੰਦ ਰੋਜ਼, ਦੇਖ ਲੋ ਇਸ ਕਾ ਤਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਚੰਦ ਰੋਜ਼, ਔਰ ਏ ਮੁਸਾਫਿਰ ਕੁਛ ਕਾ ਸਾਮਾਨ ਕਰ, ਇਸ ਸਲਾਮੇ ਹੈ ਬਸੇਰਾ ਚੰਦ ਰੋਜ਼।
ਸੀਤਾ ਰਾਮ, ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਜੈ ਗੁਰਦਾਤਾ, ਸਾਈ ਰਾਮ, ਅਸਲਾਮ ਅਲੈਕੁਮ, ਗੁਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਸ਼ਬਨਮ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਔਨ ਅ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ। ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹੈਲੋ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਲਕਮ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਇਨਡੀਡ ਟੂ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ। ਯੂ ਸੀ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਰ ਦੈਟ ਵਰਕਸ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਮੈਨੀ 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 ਇਅਰਸ। ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹੈਲੋ ਟੂ ਆਲਗਸ ਮਮ, ਆਈ ਕਾਲ ਹਰ ਮਮੀ, and she is on the control today. Want to say what a pleasure indeed having you in our company. Of course, we are broadcasting live from Caribbean Showtime CSTV studios, and she is just passing on the broadcast via Shabnam Radio via 770. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're going to keep you company, all right? So just sit back, relax, and Richard Aziz, take it from here. Well, hope you had a good week, everybody, and of course, getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. Yeah. We are in a thankful mood today also. You see, We just completed 24 years of broadcasting Shabnam Radio on the airways of the Greater Toronto Area. Started off 25 years we are in now on Chin Radio, and today throughout the program we'll give you a little snippet of that journey. I'm very proud of course to get the name from radio television icon the late Moin Muhammad, and of course you would hear his opening and the promos he did for us for that show when we started a half hour program on a Sunday morning. Do stay with us. So we are now in our 25th year, you see, September. And I wasn't sure because it's the fifth anniversary of Alan Rafferty's son. And he always reminds me, I keep forgetting, but yes, we just completed 24 years of broadcasting, and give him praise and thanks indeed. Thank you for the years of listening. So stay with us today, and of course, getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, giving thanks indeed. Also some birthday celebrations, great music, and hoping you'll be able to engage with us here on the program. Telephone numbers to listen by phone, 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-4900. To reach us at the studio, 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. We are about to embark on a beautiful program as we, you know, on our long weekend program. It's something different. So do stay with us.
It's up and running. Up and running. ShabnamRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Here we go. As we say hello to our regulars, Nanda Maharaj, Miss Sunshine, how are you? Hey, Miss Wendy Macedo, locked on and listening very early. Zahir Bhai, welcome. Lalman Sumaru. Rafi Baksh in Guyana, welcome. Also, Katian at Katian Tuesday out in Tobago listening to us, welcome. Imran Aziz, Laramine, Keith Sidon and Karenie joining us. Hey, want to say hello and welcome to Nigel, the superstar promotion. And of course, the hardworking Amanda. I just want to tell you, over Diwali coming up around the corner, the Devi Mandir is having their Diwali show coming up November 5th. It would be from 6 o'clock. I just want to give you a little heads up. Save and mark that date, all right? But more so that they are indeed resuming dance classes. They would be doing Indian classical style dancing for all ages, children of all ages, okay? So call the temple and reserve a space for your child. Or children. Nanda wanted to send out happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners, and indeed to you, Nanda, happy Thanksgiving. Angela is listening to us. The Bands is listening to us with her mom, and of course we want to say hello and Jai Sitaram, and welcome to you, mom. Of course, always enjoying the program. And also Amit, the gentleman at Authentic Trini Cuisine, is celebrating his birthday. Well, sir, let's start off with best wishes, with Allah's choicest blessing coming out to you from your loving wife, Sandra, not forgetting Tariq and, of course, their children, grandchildren, the in-laws. And listen, your brother-in-law also want to say happy birthday, and he loves you very much. Not forgetting the hardworking team at the kitchen who makes it all taste so good. Want to wish you, sir, a happy, 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 happy birthday. All right, happy birthday as you start off your celebration with a tune that songs like this. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. Feel free to give me a call. Hey, in the East End, I want to let you know if you have any celebration and you're in the Ajax area, you want to check out Zen Restaurant. Zen Caribbean Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road, West Ajax, 905-239-1033. That's 905-239-1033. Happy birthday, Amit.
Chand sitare, phool aur khushbu, ye to sare purane hain. Taza taza kali khili hai, hum uske deewane hain. घटाएं बरखा सावन हो काली घटाएं बरखा सावन ये तो सब अफसाने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं We'll be right back. उसके नए नए है नया नया दीवानापन हो अंदाज है उसके नए नए है नया नया दीवानापन पहना के ताज जवानी का हंस के लौट गया बचपन गजल सब कल की बातें हो गीत गजल सब कल की बातें उसके नए तराने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं सुंदर होगा मन हो है रूप में इतना सादापन तो कितना सुंदर होगा मन बिन गहने और सिंगार बिना वो तो लगती है दुल्हन काजल बिंदिया कंगन झुमके जमाने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं सारे पुराने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं अरे काली घटाएं बरखा सावन ये तो सब अफसाने हैं ताजा ताजा कली खिली है हम उसके दीवाने हैं
Indian Friends with Care celebrates their 20th anniversary with a night of soca, chutney, and parang, featuring the king of the stage, K.I.
I could be single forever.
Rakesh Yankaran. Plus Brian Mohan, Randy B, LVL Exodus, Maestre and Friends, and DJ Navi. Saturday, October 29th, 6 p.m. at the Arrows Convention Center, 2360 Lockdown Drive, Mississauga. A night of soca, chutney, and parang with West Indian Friends That Care. It's not who we are, it's the difference we make. For info and tickets, call 416-568-5838.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Visit leparkan.com.
It's National Roti and Dobbles Week in Canada, as declared by Roti Roti Restaurant in 2021, celebrating the Caribbean street food from Trinidad and Tobago. So bring a friend and introduce them to the many varieties and combinations. Make your own vegetarian combo. Choose from our many tasty vegetarian items, which includes chana, potato, spinach, pumpkin, and many more to choose from. For the meat lovers, come and try our famous curry goat, chicken or shrimp. Be creative, mix and match your orders and have it wrapped or served up with dal puri or basab shot. Don't let International Roti and Doubles Week go by without the famous Roti and Roti Doubles. Add your favorite mild or medium spicy chutney, bandania, tamarind sauce to your satisfaction. So come, let's celebrate National Roti and Doubles Week from Tuesday, October 11th to Sunday, October 16th. Roti Roti at the corner of Albion and Islington, where absolutely no roti is cooked before it's time. Mention National Roti and Doubles Week and receive a free canned drink and Roti Roti world famous doubles.
Hey, don't forget you can catch them on that one at the corner of Albion and Islington. Roti Roti, now they're calling it the new Dongtong Etobicoke. That's Albion and Islington. Well, friends, want to say thank you for spending your time with us today. Welcome to Kamal Hamid and, of course, Jean DiCastro. Welcome, one of our dear sponsors. Brother Arif wanted to say assalamu alaikum to his mom and dad, always listening, and want to wish them a happy, happy day. Well, mom and dad, I know you're waiting to hear a little Jameer Hussain. We're going to do that for you, and of course, much more coming up in a little bit, okay? Again, Kamal is saying happy Thanksgiving to Wendy, and yours truly, thank you, Kamal, to you and your family also. And the management and staff at Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer would like to wish all our listeners a happy, happy Thanksgiving indeed. And don't forget, the KI concert is coming up as they celebrate with West Indian Friends at Care 20 years in the business, giving and sharing indeed lots of love and bringing comfort to so many children and families. Come out and support it. Get your tickets. Or listen to the commercials. Get the information and call and reserve your seat. And get, you know, they have some VIP, VIP tickets. You might want to call and find out about that. As we continue with the program, we're going to produce this program today as we used to back when we started 24 years ago. And I want to share with you some of the promos that we had leading up to the opening and during the time we were on. We started off a half hour on 1540 AM Chin Radio at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And of course, we're starting off today giving thanks and praise indeed to the Almighty Father.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with Muhammad Rasulullah. Everything in creation praises you, Allah. Everything in creation worships you, Allah. Most merciful one, Lord of the worlds. Thank you, Allah, most gracious one. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with Muhammad, Habib Allah. In joy and sorrow, we praise you, Allah. For family and friends, we thank you, Allah. For the food you give, for the health we have, we raise our hands to thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with Muhammad, Nabi Allah. The stars that sparkle, the moon at night,
Allah.
The sun that shines,
the day so bright,
Allah. The trees that bow,
the birds that sing.
Thank you, Allah,
for the gifts you bring.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with life, blessing us with Islam, blessing us with Iman. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with Muhammad Rasulullah.
Hey, saying thank you indeed on this Thanksgiving weekend, but it's also our anniversary. 24 years has passed. The month of September, we started. And I wasn't quite sure the 13th of September or the 28th, but we just was reminded that it was last month and giving thanks indeed. I want to share with you a little opening that we will remember. We were half hour on a Sunday morning at 6:30 to 7. And, you know, here we are again with the help of all our listeners and our so kind and generous sponsors over the years. So I wanted to play for you our original opening as done by a radio icon indeed, the late Moin Muhammad. Also coming up on today's program, we have Riyad Rahmat, who is contesting, riding in the upcoming election, Ward 2 in Mississauga, and he would be here with me to chat a little bit and tell us why we should support him. I believe we should. He is giving up a lot of his time, and we'd hear some of his plans. Right? So that's coming up in a little bit. You're listening to Shabnam Radio on a Saturday.
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है Morning, everyone. Our namaste, namaskar, sitaram, our assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam. This is a special half-hour segment on Radio Chin, 1540 AM and 101.3 FM, and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind, and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. Hazirin ye majlis, is waqt radio chin se tumhara dilchast Hindustani Hawaii jalsa pesh kiya jata hai. Jahan kahin aap maujood ho, apne kaamon se zara si muhlat lekar in mastanon ko sunne ke liye taiyar ho jaiye. Aur ae bahare baagh duniya chand roz, dekh lo iska tamasha chand roz. اور اے مسافر کوچہ کا سامان کر اس طرح میں ہے بسیرا چند روز. From Trinidad and Tobago, my name is Boy Muhammad, now extending to you a very warm welcome to join my youthful and brilliant producer presenter Richard Aziz.
Well, that's a voice, a legend in the business indeed, the late Moin Muhammad. And I'm about to play for you from an album that he produced many, many years ago, Gems of Islam. And we want to do this in his memory. And, of course, this is a blessed month of Rabi Awal. And, of course, there are many maulid that are taking place, functions across the GTA. We encourage you, if you get some time, to do so. We have started on CSTV a series of lectures by Sheikh Faisal of the Islamic Forum of Canada. Check us out. You would be seeing that as about 7 or 8 he has sent us, and beautiful indeed, the importance of Salawat. Well, right now I want to share this one again, produced many years ago on vinyl. It has been transposed to digitally on CD by the late FM Studios, and it features Maulana Shah Ahmad Nuri Siddiqui. And this was way, way back then. I believe this was a live recording, actually, at an event they had at the masjid. And he recorded it and then put it on vinyl. So here we go. Take a listen as we pay our homage, indeed, to the late Moin Muhammad. And, of course, sending some praise and thanks, indeed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our blessed Prophet Muhammad. May the peace and blessing of Allah be with him.
The Maulud Sharif function. The Maulud Sharif function is a religious and social function which is celebrated all over the Muslim world. Songs in praise of Almighty Allah and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, are rendered. Short speeches on the life and works of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, as well as speeches explaining the religion of Islam, are delivered. Muslims prefer to celebrate the joyous occasion with a Maulud Sharif rather than any other form of celebration, as the Maulud Sharif serves a twofold purpose. It brings friends, neighbors, and relatives together in a sober and a peaceful atmosphere, and by sending praises to the Holy Prophet, one becomes the recipient of great blessings. About this, Al-Quran says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yasaluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Meaning, surely Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, invoke divine blessings on him and salute him with a worthy salutation. Ameen.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 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 Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya
البدر علينا من ثنيات الفداء وجب الشكر علينا ما دا لله داعي
يا نبي سلام عليك يا
sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam mere aqa ya habibi ya muhammad ya rasul kafkaini ya muayyad ya mumajjad ya imam al-kiblatain
ya nabi salam alayka ya rasul salam alayka ya habibi salam alayka salawatullah alayka
aap sul ne madina mohabbat e wahyu sakina aur noor se mamur sina aur mushk se behtar pasina
ya nabi salam alayka ya rasul salam alayka ya bi salam alayka salawatullah alayka
habibi ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam mere aqa jaan kani ke waqt aana kalma-e tayyib parhana aur chehre anwar dikhana aur qabr mein tashreef laana
ya nabi salam alayka ya rasul salam alayka ya nabi salam alayka
Namaste, Sitaram, Namaskar, Assalamu Alaikum. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam. This special half-hour segment on Radio Chin 1540 AM and 101.3 FM is specially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive frame of mind and also to ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. I am now indeed very happy to introduce to you young and brilliant producer-presenter Richard Aziz. Dhanyavaad. Shukriya aur Khuda Hafiz. This is DJ of Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, again, we are saying thank you indeed, sending praise and thanks to God Almighty, first and foremost, and also to you, our listeners. 24 years is a long time indeed. We are embarking, and with God's help, we would be here for another year, making it 25. And of course, we would probably wrap up at the end of the 25th year with some special commemorations on this station. But I just want to let you know on a programming note that this is a month of Rabi Awal, and it's a celebration of the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessing of Allah be with him. And we are planning, it wouldn't be in the month of October, but early in November, we would be doing our own Maulud here in the studio and live on radio, and we will be carrying it on radio and television live. So it would be the first time. You remember many years ago, I did the first, I think, of its kind, Puja, Hanuman Puja live on radio, the full Puja, as we did it with a pundit from South India. And this was when we were working on the Hanuman Murti with the Datta Yoga Center. And we had a Puja, Hanuman Puja on a Saturday live. We are now trying to do something again like that. We'd probably have during the Diwali season, hopefully we'd have live Kirtan group in here, and we could do it live on the radio and television. But for sure, we are making firm in it up. And again, if you're listening and you're part of an organization, a mosque, Muslim organization, someone who loves our beloved Prophet Muhammad, you would want to get involved, please reach out to me, 416-832-7293. We'd like to make it as a maulud as we know it from the Caribbean, where we'd have speeches about the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessing of Allah be with him. And we'd have some naat and qasidas, we'd have the synopsis, we'd also have some appropriate doers, etc. And yes, we provide some refreshments. You know, Sirni is a thing that goes well with that, I think. So I have to call him a partner to help us with that. Ali Mustafa, I want to say hello to Ali Manmala. You know, those opening that we are playing, it was sent to me by Moin, by Muhammad, by Ali, his nephew. And I remember that was the first time we met Ali and I. And since then, we've been brothers indeed. Well, we are here keeping you company. Stay tuned. We will be back. And when I come back after this election, we will be talking to a candidate. You know, the election is coming up on October 24th. And we have many, many ridings that we are wondering what to do. You know, I'm very proud to see so many of our community members, the Caribbean community, stepping up and, you know, volunteering to take part. But I feel sometimes some people doing it for show. Some people, I heard an incumbent out in Ajax bragging that he's the only Guyanese representative in all of Canada. And if he doesn't make it, he's going to go back because he'd make more money during election from his business than he would normally. He always purchased a car after the election because the amount of money he makes. But now, because he's a candidate, he's not getting as much. So is he really in it for serving the people? I was asking. Or is he just there for the status, the money? Well, we'd be speaking to Riyad and Rahmat, and he would give us his take on exactly why he's involved with this upcoming election. But I know why I'm here, to keep you company and play some nice tunes like this one. Reminiscing of the earlier years of Shabnam, we should be playing music like this. Sita Ram, Sat Sri Akal, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum. Good afternoon and welcome.
Tumse milkar तुम्हें भुलाना मुश्किल है आसान नहीं तुमसे मिलकर तुम्हें भुलाना मुश्किल है आसान नहीं हाँ दीवाने समझाना मुश्किल है आसान नहीं तुमसे मिलकर لگتا ہے جاتے لمحوں کو ٹھہرانا مشکل ہے آسان نہیں تم سے مل کر مشکل ہے آسان نہیں تم سے مل کر تمہیں بھلانا مشکل ہے آسان چاہو پھر بھی کیوں یہ دوری ہے مل کر بھی ہم مل نہیں پاتے یہ کیسی مجبوری ہے رسموں کی دیوار گرانا مشکل ہے آسان نہیں تم سے تمہیں بھلانا مشکل ہے آسان نہیں تم سے مل کر تمہیں بھلانا مشکل ہے آسان
Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. Well, it's indeed a pleasure to be sitting with a friend of mine. So I'm proud to call him a brother indeed, Riyad Rahmat. Originally from the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Riyad holds a master's degree in business administration from the University of Derby. How do you pronounce that?
Derby.
I thought so.
UK, England.
But I was wondering, Derby, as well as a chartered professional accountant, CPA, and a certified general accounting, as CGA, and an associate chartered certificate accountant, a designation. Throughout Mr. Rahmat's multifaceted career, his common thread was always his commitment to excellence. Riyad has 25 plus years of experience in accounting and financing in both the public and private sector, spanning here in Canada and across the Caribbean. In fact, what I know personally about Riyad about that is that, and Riyad, if you could help me and correct me here, you worked in Trinidad with the Trinidad Tobago Electricity Commission.
Correct. I was a financial controller there, yes.
Right. And that's a huge public company.
Company, yes.
Run by the state, actually.
Yes.
And Riyadh was his chief financial officer. And also, I remembered we were talking when I was starting getting set to do some other projects. I was communicating with you on a daily basis, but you were working out of Turks and Caicos.
Correct, correct. So I've worked across the Caribbean, not just Trinidad. I mean, I'm living here now in Canada, but I have worked across the Caribbean, including the Turks and Caicos Islands, the Cayman Islands, you know, and all in different positions.
And even though when he was working out in those areas, he also will volunteer for many non-profit organizations. In Toronto here, what I know, and I'm not reading, is that he has been very instrumental and worked with the Tariq Islamic Center. It's one of the organizations where I met Riyadh. That is the Tariq Islamic Center, 99 Beverly Hill Drive, as the
Yes, the treasurer. Correct. I'm still on the executive, but just as a board member right now.
Right. And I don't know where he got the time to help Richard Aziz every day, every time when I call. He's always there. A family man indeed. Richard, if you could give us a little bit of background about your family and a little bit about your position right now, how are you finding the time to serve our community?
All right. So before I do all of that, Richard, I want to say congratulations. Congratulations on being on the air for 24 years. That's probably older than I am. But, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, being on the air for that time and the reputation and all the good work that you have done, not just here in Canada, but across the Caribbean. And, you know, it's always good to, you know, be part of something like this and benefiting the community on the whole. So congratulations on that and, you know, all your supporters. So a little bit about me, you know, like you said, I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago, but I've been involved with my professional career is being a chartered accountant, and, you know, I've been involved in finance and accounting all my career. But a major part of that, together with my family and stuff, is I've been involved with a lot of non-profit organizations and serving in various capacities, not just helping out or volunteering my time, but also serving on their boards. Right now, as you said, I'm an executive member of the Tariq Islamic Center, but I'm also on the board of SPLC, what is called Seniors Persons Living Connected. And that's an organization that caters to the seniors and their needs, about their living needs, getting them around to their different appointments, you know, and doing activities for them, exercises, you know, various things. I'm also on that board, so I'm serving the community with respect to that. And with the support of my wife and kids, it's what allowing me to do this, you know.
Well, I must compliment you and congratulate you on that, because you're a young fella. I mean, you're a young family also. You have been away from your family back and forth during your career, professional career. But now that your children are growing up, you mentioned off there that something happened recently with one of your daughters that even make you more eager to serve. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So this is the reason that I actually got into running in not just for city council, but back in June, I also ran for the provincial elections, ran in the provincial elections. And it's all about, making this place a better place. You know, when you look at Mississauga, you know, or even here in Canada, Ontario, we are considered, you know, one of the best. People want to come and live in this place because it's the best. But there is still problems. And one of the problems that we experienced was with respect to the in the medical side of things. You know, I had an issue with my daughter last year. And basically, you know, from that experience, all the appointments, the wait times, all these different things, you realize that, look, there's a lot of issues out there. You don't see it if you're not part of it, but when you do experience it, you realize that there are issues and there are a lot of things that needs to be fixed. And that is my reason that I'm started running for all these different elections, to get in there, to make a difference, to make a change, you know, especially on all these different things that we sometimes don't see.
Well, tell us, if you could, some of the issues you saw in your ward that you're contesting, Ward 2, Mississauga.
Correct, yeah. So I'm running for Ward 2, Mississauga. And so let's start with public safety. crime. Crime has been escalating. I mean, you and I are both from the Caribbean. You know how it can get. If you don't address these issues with crime now at its early stages, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to continue getting worse, and then it's going to get to a point where it becomes a little bit unmanageable, and it's more difficult to deal with it. So it needs to be dealt with now at these early stages. How do we intend to do that? My idea for that is you have to work with the community. You have to get the community's involvement. The police by themselves cannot deal with it. They do need the community's involvement. And the police have a lot of fantastic programs where they work with the communities. But my role, as I see myself in terms of city council, is to help that process, continue that process, but also build it and come up with ideas. Like, for example, one of my ideas that I have is that we offer incentives to residents of the community to install high-definition cameras at their homes and outside their homes, or like, you know, in front of their homes. So if something happens in the community, you have footage and video footage of what occurred in the area and what may have actually transpired. That is one of the biggest things. Since cameras came about, crime rates, you know, have been a lot. The rate of solving these crimes have increased tremendously.
Well, I think it's also would act as a deterrent, because we don't want to solve crimes. We want to prevent crime.
Exactly.
And I think cameras, with somebody knows, it's like a neighborhood watch. They know, well, you know, we can't go there because they're very vigilant when it comes to.
Yes, and that is exactly, you hit the nail on the head. That is the modern community watch. In the old days in community watch, you have people coming out and walking the communities and keeping an eye out looking. This is a modern way of doing or implementing a community watch.
Well, you know, recently Mississauga was, I heard it yesterday, a couple of days ago on CBC, talking about the dog parks and how there's so much poop left in the dog park that it's becoming a hazard for the environment indeed. Yeah. Apart from that, I mean, the ethnic makeup of our metropolitan cities now is a varied one indeed.
Yes.
People coming from all walks of life. Culturally, we are very sensitive, at least we try to be in the GTO Canada. You, as an ethnic visible minority, would have seen an increase with that. We have more masjid, more temples yes. on the landscape of the GTA and Mississauga. So with that, we want to know, how would you address public awareness and more sensitive policing, you talk about security,
yes.
With when it comes to the vibrant ethnic makeup now that we are seeing. Because you know what, there is still people who Islamophobia, for example.
Right.
We have issues where people, because some of us might be wrong, might not be treated the same way as others.
Yes.
It mightn't be as visible, but it is there. Stigma is attached to government and public servant service issued to people sometimes. I'm not saying all the time.
Right.
Are you going to address that? Are you concerned about that?
Yes, and you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because I just recently, a couple of days ago, I experienced that myself. Right. So yes, while we try to say that, you know, we are a community, an environment, a whole city that is, you know, it's full of a wide array of people from different cultures, and we when you meet everyone, they're smiling with you and stuff like that. But yes, the racism is there. It's there in various and many different aspects. And you know, the only